Yo, what's going on, family? What's going on, family? How are y'all doing? Ladies and gentlemen, tuning in live. We're ready to chop up some good game as we always do. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Ready to chop up some good game with the family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen, to call up. I want to hear from you. We're streaming live on YouTube right now, so we're testing stuff out here to see how it works. But again, the phone number is 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. So what we're going to do, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
Yo, check out comedian Rico Suave on his brand new YouTube channel called The Opinion Junkie, folks. And he's broadcasting from New Orleans, where he gives his comedic take on today's pop culture and things like viral videos, music, and current events and everything else. So you need to go to his YouTube channel right now and subscribe. That's The Opinion Junkie on YouTube by comedian Rico Suave. Check it out right now, folks. Yo, do you want to take your life to the next level? If so, check out this brand new ebook called The Ultimate Guide to Setting Effective Goals. Now, throughout this detailed ebook, you will receive 16 proven goal setting templates that will help you achieve your personal, fitness, and financial goals. And you'll learn how to get rid of limiting beliefs that hold you back from success. So you need to go right now to goalsettinghabits.com. Again, family, that's goalsettinghabits.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, we are back. What's up, family? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Ready to chop it up with the family. How y'all doing, man? We're live, broadcasting live. We're streaming on YouTube right now. The sound and the video quality is pretty good so far. I made a couple of people mods in the room. I know a lot of the white supremacists, they've jumped inside the chat room. We got a lot of folks in the chat room now. Y'all spread the word. Let everybody know that we're live right now, ladies and gentlemen. And also subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Tariq Radio YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you guys have your Crispy's Biscuits app at the Google Play Store and on the Apple Store. Y'all go to the Apple Store and the Google Play Store right now and download the fun and exciting game Crispy's Biscuits, ladies and gentlemen. And the phone number again is 818-850-5404. A lot of folks are calling. I had to turn the volume down early. I was just working with my Skype, getting that to work right. But let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Yellow.
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Man, it's staticky. I'm trying to call in, but it's staticky.
Okay, you can you hear me? All right, let me get somebody else. Maybe let me test somebody else. Maybe the phone lines are janky. Let's see if somebody else is on here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing, Tariq? How you doing? This is Mario.
Hey, Mario. Hey, how you doing, brother? Can you hear me pretty good, Mario?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Damn, phone's janky.
Okay.
I'll call you back, man.
Okay, so it's janky on my end. All right, let me do some work here because I want to talk to the family today while we're live on the show. So let me look into the audio settings to make sure that the phone and the sounds are working right. Hold on 1 second. Because this shit said it ain't working right. Hold on. All right. Let's see if we can get this working right. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Yo. Okay. Okay, it's janky on my end, but we're going to make it do what it do. I'm going to try to get this thing working while I chop up game with the family. I hope you guys have your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 DVDs, family, at HiddenColorsFilm.com. I hope you have them, ladies and gentlemen. And let me get, hold on 1 second. There's a lot of shit going on. The minute I go live, all the shit just starts happening right when I'm live on the air. But we're going to make it do what it do. Everybody in the room, since somebody said the feds are scrambling the phone lines. Can you guys in the chat room, y'all can hear me pretty good, right? All right. Let me just get into the ism. Let me just get into some game. A lot of stuff happening right now. A lot of stuff going on. I want to talk about how a lot of times we in black society will cape and enable white supremacy. You know, our mission is to replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice. But the thing is, we have so many people within black society who are enabling and caping for white supremacy. And I want to really get into that tonight. I want to touch on that tonight. I was looking at one of these sports shows and they had Mike Vick on there. I know a lot of y'all saw that. We were talking about it on Twitter yesterday actually. And Mike Vick was on there talking about Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, Mike Vick, they sent him to jail for dog fighting and, you know, they was all in his ass. I mean, he was an outcast. He was a pariah. And they were hounding him about that whole dog fighting thing for years. And they were really going overboard with it because what they were trying to do is basically say, look, nigga, we cannot beat you on the field, but we can beat you in the system of white supremacy. So we got something on you. And the minute the white supremacists know that they have something on you, they will browbeat you over your head with that nonstop. Just a little bit. They get a little something on you, they're just going to beat you down with it. Whereas the white players, they get a pass. White players get a pass on a whole bunch of shit they do. But if a black person does something, they're going to milk that shit for years. Because understand, if there was a white player dogfighting, they wouldn't even give a shit. If there was a white player dogfighting, they wouldn't give a shit. And speaking of that, and I'm going to get back on Michael Vick in a minute, but you have the Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight that's coming up next month. And what's interesting, for years, people shitted on Floyd Mayweather for being arrogant, for being cocky, for being an uppity Negro, for being too flamboyant. That was their whole argument about disliking Floyd Mayweather. Because the brother's a winner. I mean, he has never lost a fight. Very successful. There's no reason to hate on him other than him being black. So they disguise hating on him because he's a black champion by hiding their hate behind some old bullshit excuse like, well, he's just too arrogant. I mean, he doesn't know how to win gracefully. He's so flamboyant. He's so over the top. Now, this fight that's coming up, Conor McGregor is doing all the same shit Floyd used to do. All the flamboyant dressing with the fur coats. I mean, just really over the top flamboyant. And the white supremacists are eating the shit up. Oh my God, McGregor is the greatest. Oh God, McGregor is the absolute greatest. I've been hearing people say McGregor is really beating Floyd at all the trash talk. Now trash talking is good now. Trash talking is a great thing now that McGregor is doing it, and he's flamboyant and flossy and all over the top. It's a great thing now because he's that great white hype. See, again, they move that goalpost when it comes to us. They always move that goalpost. But I'm talking about Michael Vick. Michael Vick, you know, they beat him into submission. And they had him on this show with Jason Whitlock, the world's jolliest coon. They had him on there. Jason Whitlock had on a suit coat and the buttons looked like they were struggling for life. And Mike Vick was on here talking about how Colin Kaepernick needs to clean up his image. If he wants to get back in the NFL, he needs to cut his hair. It's Mike Vick talking. That's the white supremacists, they get their beaten down slave to tell the other people what to do and how to act. And understand, Colin Kaepernick is not a criminal. The hell does he have to clean up his image for? In comparison to Michael Vick, Michael Vick actually committed a crime. Colin Kaepernick never committed a crime. As a matter of fact, Colin Kaepernick is squeaky clean. Colin Kaepernick is not a troublemaker. He's never been into bullshit outside of sports. He's never been into any type of scandal or anything like that where he did something any way nefarious or wrong. He's never done anything fucked up. Kaepernick is one of the most squeaky clean guys in the league. He just spoke out about unconstitutional shootings that's going on in relation to black people. Speaking out against unconstitutional killings, that shouldn't be criminalized. You shouldn't have to clean your image up from upholding the Constitution, because that's all he's doing. He's talking about upholding the Constitution, meaning equal protection under the law. That's all Kaepernick is talking about. But the thing is, you have to understand, they're going to get their browbeaten Negroes to do the dirty work for them, to utilize all the talking points for them. And the thing is, there's too many of us that's willing to save and jump in front of the knife for white supremacy. We got to let white supremacy die out. A lot of folks don't want the system of white supremacy to die out. A lot of black folks. A lot of black folks are like, well, hell, I can get me an extra biscuit by siding with Massa. That's not going to work. You know, there's a controversy over this show, Big Brother, this TV show, Big Brother. On the show, Big Brother, the new season, there's this suspected white supremacist on there. Let me find his name for the family, because, you know, I'm very bad on names, because the white supremacists, to me, they just become one big blur. And let me find this guy's name for you guys. The guy's name is Paul Abrahamian. And on the Big Brother show, this guy, I think he was getting into it with his sister on there. And I think to mock black folks, he was going to put on blackface. The whole controversy was he was going to put on blackface, and then people called him out about it. And then they did the whole thing where, hey, I'm not really a racist. Then his family came out, well, he's not really racist. He has black friends, all that old bullshit. And I looked at the clip of the guy talking about doing blackface, and there was a black dude in there, this black castmate in the room with the white dude talking about doing blackface, and the black castmate didn't check the dude or nothing. He was just kind of sitting there, just kind of like whatever, didn't say anything against it.
So the black guy was in the room when the white dude was talking about putting on blackface, and the guy, the black dude, quote unquote black guy, didn't say anything to check the dude. Like, hey, man, that's kind of fucked up. He didn't say anything. So we look at the Big Brother website, and the black dude on there, his name is Ramsey Soto. And Ramsey Soto, they got his bio on here. Do you know what this nigga's bio says? Fun facts about yourself. The first sentence on here, I'm not black, I'm Dominican. The next line, I grew up in the Dominican Republic, blah, blah, blah. The next line, I recently came out as gay to my older brother. The next line, when I poke out my cheek, my lip twitches. This is on the Big Brother website. This is on CBS's website. And he's one of these cosplay dudes, too. I told y'all about these cosplay Negroes. I told y'all about certain black folks, man. We got to understand, just because the white supremacists will bring a black person in the room and we looking at them like, okay, this is our brother. We have some kind of camaraderie. We have to understand. We got to vet some of these Negroes. It's just like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. It's that type of talk. We got to vet these Negroes and see where they are mentally, because, again, we think if there's a trial somewhere and there's a couple of so-called black folks on the trial, we thinking, okay, cool, we good. We got a couple of black folks. And in this nigga's mind, he's like, well, I hope they don't think I'm black. I'm really Dominican. I hope they don't think I'm black. I'm really Spider-Man in my mind. You dig? So we got a lot of these Negroes out here who are really deep in the sunken place, who are all for team white supremacy. A lot of these dudes are caping for team white supremacy. They're jumping in front of the knife for white supremacy. Let me see if the phone line works now. Hello, who's calling? Hello.
Tariq Nasheed.
Hey, what's up, man? Who's this?
Hey. I can't really understand you.
Okay.
But if this is, I guess I'll just fluff.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I guess I'll just ask my...
Okay, shit, I gotta get these phone lines working, man. What the hell? My shit is always some janky shit happening, ain't it? Let me try this again. Because I really want to talk to the family. Hold on one second. Because I want to talk to y'all asses. I want to talk to you guys. Hold on one second. I'm going to talk to y'all ass. Audio settings. Oh, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. Real track microphone. Turn your mic. Let me see if this works. Let me try this. Let me see if this works. If I can talk to the family. Let me see this. Hello, who's calling? Hello? Okay, they can't hear me either. Hello? Let me try somebody else. Hello, who's calling? All right. Had to be janky on the air. Hold on, let me try something else, family. Because I'm going to talk to y'all ass on today's show. That's the last damn thing I do. Phone line in. 1 second, y'all. Bear with me one second here. All right, let's try this. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, that's Tariq.
Hey, what's up? Who's calling? He can't hear me.
Oh, it's janky.
It's janky. All right, brother. All right, let me try something else. Because I'm talking to y'all ass. I'll be here all goddamn day if I have to. Hold on. Let me see what's popping with this. Hold on 1 second. This shit is not working, family. All right. I had to fix this thing a little bit later because I don't know what the deal is. And Skype is so damn janky sometimes. It acts right when it wants to act right. It messes up. I don't know what the hell. Let me see. Calls. They don't want to call me. Hold on 1 second, guys. I'm trying to get it popping. I'm messing the flow of the game up. Hold on 1 second. Okay, it's in, I'm trying to do this, and there's a lot of folks calling. So I don't know what the deal is, family. Okay. All right, I just won't deal with the calls right now. Oh, yeah, somebody's in the... Y'all hear about Usher? Speaking of janky shit, man. Usher, damn, that was some fucked up shit about Usher. Usher got sued by one of his side chicks. She said that Usher gave her herpes. Yeah, I know. Somebody said, just screw the phone lines. I know. But yeah, Usher gave this chick herpes, man, and he had to pay her $1 million. Usher had to come out that bag for $1 million. So that pretty much, I hate to say it, kind of fucked Usher's career up. Usher's career is pretty much done at this point, right? I mean, damn. You are no longer a sex symbol if, you know, they outed you with herpes. You dig? That's not a good look. That's not sexy. Man. Somebody said Amber Rose. I ain't about to say people's names. But there's a lot of celebrities that they say have it. Now, understand this. Now, Dr. Sebi would cure that. Now, some of that shit is curable. They say it's not, but it is. I remember Dr. Sebi cured Left Eye from TLC of herpes. She had herpes, and Dr. Sebi cured her. That's what he said. That's from his own mouth. So I'm not trying to disparage our sister Left Eye. I'm not trying to disparage her at all, but that is actually curable. But the fact that Usher had to come up off that bag for $1 million... but giving a girl the thang thang, that's not a good look. Man. And a lot of people are talking about this R. Kelly thing. I don't know what's going on with this R. Kelly thing. There's so many mixed stories about it. People are talking about R. Kelly had a sex cult. At first they were saying the girls were underage, and now the girls are in their 20s. I mean, there's so many mixed stories, and people are trying to sensationalize the story, so it's all over the place. What it sounds like, R. Kelly just has him a bunch of side chicks, or not side chicks, just has him, he has a harem of chicks. And I guess they're trying to milk it and make it something else, and the family is trying to get a couple of dollars out of it by, you know, saying that they're in a cult, which, the girls are saying that they're not in the cult, from what I understand. So it's so much mixed stuff going on here. So I don't know what the hell is going on that shit. Also, did y'all hear about Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart, they said they caught Kevin Hart creeping with a side piece out there in Miami. He was in a car chopping it up with this chick, and they went into a hotel. And boy, the paparazzi, they are in motherfuckers' asses getting people caught slipping. Now, to be fair, I saw the video of Kevin Hart and the chick, and the chick was fine than the motherfucker, too. I don't know if she was white, Latina, whatever, but she was a fine motherfucker. I just want to say that. And that's not to justify anything, by the way. But Kevin Hart was in a car talking to these chicks, and there's this big scandal where he was cheating. Now, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to give Kevin the benefit of the doubt. I mean, his dick wasn't out in the car, so we don't know what happened. It could have been an Eddie Murphy situation where he was giving somebody a ride home. I don't know. I don't know how many women were in the car. Was he trying to get a little old threesome going? He gonna stand on some phone books and hit it from the back? I don't know what the brother was doing, but that's player business. You gotta respect the player's game. You don't put player business out there like that. And that's, I don't like any kind of snitching. I just, you know, I don't like that. I'm very anti-snitch. You don't tell street business. You don't get in people's mix and tell what's going on out here in these streets. I really don't like snitching like that, man. What's up, Andre Coolio? The chat room is really lit right now. How many? There's a lot of folks in the chat room. Is Crispy in here trolling? Because I see Crispy must be in here trolling, the born loser, the born failure. Okay, yeah. I need to get some moderators in the room. Where are my regulars who are usually on my YouTube channel? We're 1,500 deep in here. We're in here heavy. Yes, indeed. Hidden Colors is a must. Yes, it is. I'm going to talk about that situation in Australia, by the way. Oh, yeah, Crispy's in here. I see you, Crispy, with your little ashy, stiff neck ass. What up, everybody? Where are my regulars, man? I got to mod a couple of people up from the Ustream room. I wish Ola was in here. Hold on. Richard Norman, I see you. Let me get Richard in here. Richard, I'm a mod up. Richard, hold on. We're working out the kinks here in the chat room, by the way. Who else? Is Natural Charm in here? Let me see. There's so many people in here, and the chat room is going so fast, I can't see what's what. Okay, but I got a couple of people modded up in here, so I know there's a lot of people in the chat room right now, so there's a lot of activity going on. How to slow down this chat? It's so much. This shit is going so fast, I can't read nothing. Hold on, let me look at this thing and see how to slow it down. Okay, that ain't working. Okay, how do I slow this shit down? I'm working out the kinks of being... This is one of my first times streaming on YouTube live. What's up, LaTropic? It's going too fast, and I can't really get this shit popping. It's so many people chatting, and it's going so fast. How do I do slow chat? God damn, this thing is fast. But anyway, I digress. Now, y'all know last week we had the suspected words database up. I had the suspected words database popping where anybody could sign up to the site and list people who have said suspected words. It wasn't a suspected white supremacist website. It was a suspected words website. Now, a lot of white supremacists got triggered, you know, just based on the thought of their name being put out there on a list. And the site was up for about 30, 45 minutes and it got hacked to death. And that's another thing, man. I need some of my developers out there to holler at me because I got to get some sites popping. And I want to holler at some cats who are thorough. I want some dudes to help me work with Morus to get that really polished and thorough. And the security straight on the site so it won't be susceptible to any kind of attacks, because the suspected word database, I mean, it was immediately hacked. I mean, that shit was hacked to pieces. So I need some thorough brothers out here who are very tight on that web building tip, who know how to really do shit and secure websites, and who just know what they're doing. I really need y'all to holler at me. I need y'all to really holler at me to let me know what's happening. Who else is in here? Is Cunty in here? Where's Cunty? Okay, yeah, Cunty's in here trying to get some more 15 minutes of fame. That the light that I gave him is drying up. You can't keep doing interviews about me. People are getting bored, Cunty. And you ain't got no talent, so your 15 minutes is... They're drying up, ain't it? They're going to go back to calling you a sand Negro. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. But again, I was talking about the suspected word database. And what's funny, the other day, the ADL, they put out a white supremacist list and named a whole bunch of these people that I've been going in on. They straight up named them as white supremacists and they put them on a list on the ADL website. And boy, those white supremacists got pissed. Oh, they got Milo on there, Baked Alaska, all of these white supremacists on there. The ADL listed them and named them as white supremacists. I love it. And boy, they got triggered as hell. Oh, they were mad. They pissed off. Oh, they got in and they start talking that, oh, my life is in danger. There's a target on my back, man. Oh, my family's in danger. And what's interesting, these same people, remember, they go out to these meetings and in these rallies and these protests, throwing up the white power signal, using hate speech, rallying up and radicalizing their followers, and their followers end up going out here killing people. a lot of these dudes, these people, the people who follow them, they actually go out and commit murder. So now they're crying foul. They're crying that there's a target on their back because they've been named as the white supremacists they are. And that's interesting as shit. Boy, we are deep in the chat room. Shout out to the trolls. Is Ola in the chat room? Is Ola in here? I know Cunty is pissed. Cunty is pissed with your no-talented ass. Now, like I was saying earlier, Whoopi Goldberg was on The View caping for the Planet of the Apes movie. You know, there was a controversy. I put out a tweet last week talking about the racial allegory of the Planet of the Apes movie, and the white supremacists all jumped into effect trying to deny it. You know, the name of the game for white supremacy is to deny white supremacy at all cost. It's all about denying white supremacy. Hold on one second. Let me get some of these people out the room. Hold on. Let me get some of these. We got some, the coon trainers in the room. Hold on. There we go. All right. We got Crispy in the room. So I had to ban Crispy. And by the way, get the Crispy's Biscuits app at the Apple Store and get that at Google Play. Get that at the Apple Store and get that at Google Play. But a lot of people, I was talking about how the Planet of the Apes poster, they made it look like a Black Lives Matter protest. That's exactly what they did. People can deny it all day, but the movie was an allegory about race. The poster was racially charged. They had racially charged terms on there. That monkey with the blue vest was supposed to be D-Ray. They can deny it all they want. They start making up this bullshit excuse about the blue vest was paying homage to blue vest in the original version, which was a crock of shit. Because in the original version, there was a whole bunch of the apes who had different colored vests on. So that didn't have any correlation with the vest that was in the room, was in the poster in the new movie. It was zero correlation. So that was a play on Black Lives Matter, and what happens is the white supremacists, they will get their Negroes to do the denying for them, and Whoopi Goldberg went on a whole rant going in on D-Ray, and I'm not, look, y'all know I'm not a fan of D-Ray McKesson. I'm not a fan of him because he has me blocked, and, you know, they were trolling me years ago, but the poster was an allegory of Black Lives Matter, and they were representing him on the low. And if you look at the movie, I broke the movie down a few weeks ago, talking about the racial allegory, and Whoopi Goldberg was just on there, get over yourself, D-Ray, this ain't about race, get over yourself. And look, understand, just because you have Negroes who work at these corporations who do the caping for systematic racism, we don't have to buy that. We got to stop. And look, I get it, Whoopi, I get it, all of you black people who work for corporate America, I know, I get it. All you people who work for corporate America, I get it. You got to earn them butter biscuits. I get it. But we don't have to believe you. We don't have to go along with that program. And black folks, systematic white supremacy, man, that could have fell off a long time ago. But it's black people who are upholding it. Black people who are helping to maintain it. Every time we get white supremacy on the ropes, it's Negroes caping for white supremacy. We got to stop caping for the white supremacists. Whenever the white supremacists are on the rope, there's something about black folks that make us break out the capes. It's leave him alone. He can repent. The Lord knows his heart. We have this very bad habit of caping for these white supremacists. And that's been a big problem for us, and that's going to be our downfall. We got to let them hold their nuts. When the white supremacists are on the ropes, let them hold their damn nuts. What's up, Michael? Let me make you a mod. Hold on. Let me make Michael ad moderator, because there are people in the room. A lot of folks are talking about the white supremacists in the room. Michael, I made you a mod. Oh, the white supremacists are in here with that We Was Kangs talk. I see the alt-licer in here. Hold on. Let me get, y'all got Cunty in here. Let me get Cunty up out the room. Get up out of here, Cunty. All right. I got Cunty up out the room so he can pick the lice out of his beard. All right, we should have enough mods in here to take care of the white supremacists in the room. And I got the alt lice, I got them so triggered. There's a reason why the alt lice, they're so upset with me. I have their whole media apparatus, all of the alt lice's message boards, news blogs, they're all against me. The alt lice are at me heavy. And the alt lice, they're upset with me because I speak the truth and I don't talk all that rah-rah bullshit. And I don't do a bunch of indiscriminate name calling. And I stay on code and I decipher their codes. And that bothers the alt lice because I focus on them. I never take the focus off them. The alt-lice and other white supremacists, they don't like when black people focus on them. I was talking about this on my live Ustream show the other week. The white supremacists, they always have to know what black people are doing. They have to know what you're doing at all times, and they have to know how much money you're making at all times. They have to know how much shit costs. They want to know how much income you have. And I talked about this Sunday. If you're around a person who might be a suspected white supremacist, just listen to the conversation, especially on your job. If you get a certain position, if you get a certain promotion, somebody, a suspected alt-lice member at your job, they're going to start hinting around and trying to find out what you're making. Hey, Darnell, I see you got a promotion, man. That's a great thing, man. You're doing a lot of hard work here, man. If you don't mind me asking, how much was your raise? Oh, they get in your mix. They get in your mix heavy. Hey, Lakeisha, I see you just moved here next door. I mean, that's a nice house you have. If you don't mind me asking, how much did you pay for it? They're big on that. They have to know your finances, what you do, how much you pay for stuff. I was at a car wash the other day and a dude was starting to go into that. He was like, hey man, that's your Escalade? Yeah, that's mine. Oh yeah, that's real nice, man. Did you get it around here? Yeah, I did. Did you get a good deal on it? I'm like, okay. So I went up and went to the restroom because I already knew where he was going. I knew where he was going with it. He was about to ask some price. I didn't feel like doing all that. They were about to get into how much you pay for it. They got to know this shit. When it comes to black folks, they got to be in your business. They have to know how much you pay for stuff, how much you make, what you do for a living. They have to know. But on the flip side, you better not ask them what the fuck they do. You ask them what they do or how much money they make. Boy, they hush the hell up. Hey, man, that's a nice house. How much you make? Oh, man, you know, that's how much you pay for your house. Hey, man, you know, I don't really discuss that, buddy. Hey, who'd you vote for? Hey, I don't discuss that. Hey, you got a raise. How much you get? Oh, hey, I don't. That's kind of personal, buddy. I don't discuss that. Well, they'll shut your shit down very quick. You ask some questions. As a matter of fact, you go around some people in the dominant society while they're just having a conversation. You walk in the room, they'll cut that shit out. You walk in a room full of people in the dominant society while they're having a conversation. The minute you walk in the room, they stop talking. Oh, they keep their shit close to the cuff, man. They don't tell you shit. You dig? I got to get this chat room going slow. Well, this chat room is going fast as hell. How do I make the chat room go slower? I'm new to the YouTube streaming. I would like to know how to make the chat room go slower. Oh, boy, they're in here calling people niggas. What's going on? Oh, we got a bunch of white supremacists in here talking about nigga this, nigga that. Oh, man. Y'all in here heavy. And speaking of white supremacy, I know y'all heard about the situation in Minnesota where a black police officer shot and killed a white woman from Australia. The officer's name is Muhammad Noor. I think he's a Somalian American. And what happened was this white lady called the police. There was some kind of disturbance. She called the police. And the police showed up. What the hell happened? Hold on. What? Oh, wait. Oh, my bad. Technical difficulty. But the police showed up. And from what I understand, she came up to the car and startled one of the officers and he shot. And that's one of the reports that I'm getting. I don't know the ins and outs of what happened, but people, it's a complete outrage. You don't hear nothing from the Blue Lives Matter crowd. All of a sudden, the Blue Lives Matter crowd, they've gone silent. And the thing is, understand, Minnesota, they said it's okay to shoot random people. They just let off a cop for doing just that. The cop who shot Philando Castile, Officer Geronimo Yanez, they just let him walk free after killing Philando Castile, and they gave him a $50,000 pension. So they made it perfectly fine to shoot innocent people who are not committing a crime. And they told us we got to respect the law. Prosecutors, the community, jurors said it was perfectly fine to shoot random people if you're a police officer. And now that has been flipped and a black officer shot a white woman, all of a sudden everybody's crying foul. They got candlelight vigils out there. Everybody's outraged now. You don't hear Blue Lives Matter now. As a matter of fact, all these Blue Lives Matter proponents, they are totally flipping. They're like, whoops, this was a bad shoot. Even the coverage of this is different. Some of the headlines are reading, killer cop shot woman. You never hear them call other police officers killer cops in cases like this. All of a sudden, they're using the term killer cop. So the Blue Lives Matter, this just proves, and which we all knew, it ain't about blue lives. They could care nothing about police officers. This is about white supremacy matter. The only thing that matters is white supremacy. That's the only color they care for. And what's interesting, they always talk about the race card, but with this case, every report you hear, black officer, Somalian officer killed white woman, they are playing the race card to the tilt on this thing. They are playing this thing to the T. And I think the cop was afraid for his own life, just like the other ones. We don't know what goes on in police officers' heads. The police officer was afraid for his life, just like Yanez. Just like Yanez shot Philando Castile because he was afraid for his life. All that bullshit about Philando Castile didn't follow instructions. Yes, he did. It was a black woman in Seattle who was shot and killed by a police officer a few weeks ago. We don't know the name of those officers. We don't know the name of none of those officers. So this double standard is turning around, biting the system of white supremacy in the ass. So the thing is, they've normalized it. They made it okay to shoot people, so they shouldn't complain now. Don't complain about it when the races are reversed. Don't complain about it. If you normalize something and it touches your community, you're the one who normalized it. So all of you people who sat here and normalized all of these innocent black people getting killed, you have that Australian white lady's blood on your hands because you've normalized police shootings. You normalize that, and you have that blood on your hands. So don't cry foul now. Don't complain now. Hold your own nuts as far as that. I really wish we can get the phone lines cracking, man. Skype is so janky because I would like some of the trolls in the room to call up. We are troll heavy in the room, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I hope you guys got the brand new Crispy's Biscuits app on the iTunes Store and on Google Play. Also, we're having a backpack giveaway in Los Angeles, in Atlanta, and in Chicago. We need some more volunteers. I need y'all to hit me up. Email me, info@tariqelite.com. If you're in Atlanta, if you're in Chicago, if you're in LA, you can volunteer. Email me. Go to my Twitter page at Tariq Nasheed on Twitter. And on the profile, you can see a link for the GoFundMe page. There's a link. So y'all check that out. Y'all contribute to that. And the GoFundMe page is on my my Instagram as well. Y'all need to follow me on Instagram too. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. That's my Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. And contribute to the backpack giveaway. And also, again, we're going to try to do it on August 12th and August 13th in Atlanta. And Atlanta is going to be August 13th. That's a Sunday. In LA and Chicago, it's going to be on August 12th, I think at noon. We're going to use Shades of Africa in Long Beach. That's the bookstore in Long Beach. In Chicago, it's going to be the Culture Connection. That's like a bookstore, Afrocentric place. And in Atlanta, is going to be at the Nubian Bookstore. That's in Morrill, Georgia. That's like a suburb of Atlanta. So I'm going to give you guys some more details on that, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, hold on. The trolls are in the room heavy. Hold on. Let me get some of these trolls out the room real quick. We almost 2,000 deep in here, man. We in here heavy. My goodness. Anyway, man, y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe right here to the Tariq Radio YouTube page. All my web guys, hit me up so we can chop up some game and all that good shit, fam. And let me play some for the trolls in here. Since the trolls are in here heavy, let me play some of that hot fire from my platinum mixtape. That's all the trolls. All right, y'all, I'm about to be up out of here, fam. Y'all be good, family. I'm out of here.